Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities, of course. And today now is Friday, the 10th of October. So even this month is ticking by pretty quickly. A few structural concerns, perhaps US government shutdown it's not a massive problem just yet. It could be a more significant problem in the coming weeks. We're all sort of flying blind at the moment. We don't really have US economic data. So we don't really know where things like growth, unemployment, inflation, we don't really know where these stats are because the people are not there to actually put the data together. So we're all flying a little bit blind, and obviously US data is by far the most important data on a global macro basis. And, you know, we're going to be seeing decisions made by the Fed without the data, it seems, as well. So it's a bit of a strange market dynamic. As a result, we also have this very concentrated AI rally, which is really dominating market conditions to a degree that we've not really seen probably since the dot-com bubble in the late 1990s. So I think it's unfair to say that there's not significant concerns with these markets, but the rally, the buy everything rally, is kind of undeniable. And there's this circular funding going on as well in the US now, which we're hearing more and more about, which seems outrageous. But, you know, you're getting capital from Nvidia just being funneled around, pumped into companies that then go ahead and buy Nvidia chips. And I mean, that probably on the surface seems quite a sustainable arrangement. You know, if Nvidia keeps getting the money coming in and it keeps giving the money out to be used on purchasing more Nvidia chips, I suppose what it ultimately does is it concentrates the number of players in the ecosystem, which is not that healthy really for the economy. But let's have a look at market fundamentals, what there is. Let's have a look at risk sentiment. Let's see where that lies, and also the technical charts. And we'll see if we can put together our little trade plan and see. We're still in a trade from yesterday, which is making a bit of profit. It's pulling back a little bit now. It's a trade we kind of want to stay into. We know we're going to get a little bit of up and down with it. So maybe we can be patient. But let's have a look at that momentarily. So just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? Of course, you know, these are the levels in which you engage with these markets. We make a lot of these decisions around support resistance. How do we manage risk? We make sure we control our exposure with every trade, and our exposure levels are at the lowest they can be at the moment because of these market conditions. Not the market really to be ultra aggressive, we don't think. If you're in equity markets, you probably want to stay in them. Gold, cryptocurrencies, asset prices. There's a lot of, they're not really moving in any particular direction. We're trying to snipe a couple of opportunities and see if something with a really sort of quite decent positive risk reward comes to fruition, but it's not a particularly high probability trade. So we'll have a look at that trade in just a moment. So trading psychology, very important feature. It's important that you don't go chasing any losses in these markets. That's the worst thing you can do, because things can go from bad to worse very, very quickly in our experience. So we're strong advocates as well of being consistent in our decision-making as much as we can be, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. So let's bring over Forex Factory. So market fundamentals, nothing of any interest really yesterday to any great extent. We had our bond auction. And again, what this implies is that we're seeing an increase in the cost of refinancing US debt. So we're getting an increase in the interest rate, and the demand is broadly staying the same. If you look at the 10-year previously, we're getting an increase and we're getting a decrease in demand. So these are numbers that are not fantastic. There's probably a premium due to a government shutdown, which the government is forced to pay. I suppose that is one of the reasons for it, because bond market yields are remarkably static. Not really, despite everything that's going on, not really getting involved in any particular way. So this is early September. So in the early days of September, we were sort of around 3.59. We go a little bit below, a little bit above, and we're basically at 3.58. So we've not really, despite everything that's going on with these equity markets, the massive rally we've seen, the FOMC, you know, putting a match underneath asset prices. You know, gold at all-time highs, all the nervousness around that particular move, cryptocurrencies, everything is going upwards, and the bond markets are doing absolutely nothing to price it in either direction. That's the 2-year, this is the 10-year. So broadly doing absolutely nothing. A little bit above, a little bit below. And this is like, what date are we now? The 10th. So this is going back to early September. So we're talking about, you know, a decent 5 weeks where a lot has happened. And still very little progress either up or down. So these near-term bond yields are not really doing an awful lot. Let me just show you the 30-year. So we yesterday with the 30-year bond auction, we've actually paid a bit of a premium. So we're currently at 4.7. We did get a little bit of a bounce yesterday. I know that was yeah, just paid a slight premium there on the 30-year note, 4.73. So a bit of a jump on the longer end from the 10-year to the 30-year. The 10-year being at 4.12. And then we see a sizable jump to the 30-year, 4.7. So I suppose the problem for these markets become is if these markets get really nervous and start to rally. And this is the problem with the government shutdown. This is the potential consequences of mismanagement in the US and this government shutdown not getting resolved. It might sort of spook bond investors and the very people that are, you know, lending their capital to the US in order to, you know, put it to work, they might at some point decide that we really need much bigger yields at this point. Now, the resilience of the US economy is something like we've never really seen before. So really surprised, I suppose, the US economy has been as resilient as it has been. It's remarkable, actually. There's quite a few reasons for the US economy to show signs of significant weakness, but this AI rally has just dominated markets across the board and quite impressive. So I just want to show you a trade that we got into yesterday. We're really still at our entry price from yesterday. So it's a same type of trade. Well, we could have got into the S&P 500 as well. And it's one of those opportunities where you get a structural failure trade to the downside. Now, we made a nice little move to the downside. We're still expecting it to see if we get down to the 24,900, down to these lows down here. It looked like we were going to get there quite quickly yesterday, but it kind of bounced off the support levels around the 25,000 level and has kind of bounced and it's got close to breaking the new highs. But we want to see these levels get rejected again and see if we can make a bit of progress further lower. And the upside to this type of trade is we've got quite a tight stop loss because we just don't need it to be any bigger. And we've got a nice positive risk reward on the trade. So let's see how that plays out. We're not willing to take too much risk with that trade. It's one that we were just discussing quite a bit. We got a good rally yesterday from the dollar, and we keep saying the dollar trade doesn't really stack up brilliantly for us. So we're not really interested in this dollar strength trade that we're currently seeing. But what we could look to do, now we've rallied up to monthly highs for the Swiss franc, and we've broken below monthly lows for the euro dollar. So significant dollar strength. We're just looking for the opposite move. We're looking for the weakness to start kicking in again. And there's every potential that we're going to see what the dollar looks like across the board. You see, normally we get a little bit of a helping hand from bond yields. So if they go up, we'd expect the dollar to strengthen. If bond yields go down, we'd expect the dollar to weaken. Not overly too problematic, whereas we've seen the dollar strengthen and we've seen pretty much zero response from bond yields. It's like as if the uncertainty is so extreme that it's paralyzed. It's just like a rabbit caught in headlights. That's what it appears to be. So a bit of a sell-off, structural failure trade, sell-off, short-term weakness in gold. We probably expect this to perhaps pull back significantly lower, maybe over the course of the day. Now, US oil is an interesting one because our bias is very much to the downside. We're now back below the 61.80. We kind of rallied quite aggressively to the upside. This is a trade we kind of wanted to stay into the downside, but we weren't really able to. So let's take these lows. So just a bit of an annoying setup here for US oil. We did get that breakout there yesterday, or should I say Wednesday, we actually got the rejection of the highs finally kick in and the sell-off. But look, there's an awful lot of volatility and sort of significant swings. We rallied up to 63 and then pulled back to 62 and then sort of rallied again before the drop kicked in. So, you know, a significant amount of volatility in there as well. Let's look at this on the daily. So this is what we're looking at. Okay, let's put together our trade plan. So the daily low is the 61.31. We can see if there's a bit of a sell trade there. The S&P, we're just looking at it a little bit more to the downside, a little bit of short-term weakness, bit of indecision up at those highs, bit of weakness yesterday in markets like the FTSE. And this is your strong 2-4 day rally in the dollar. Now, we think we're going to run into some resistance. So let's see. Let's see. There's no real resistance here. Probably prefer to it to rally up to 100, but at some point start to sell off again. See, this is a secondary trend. This is the counter move. We're looking for the momentum move, which is clearly bottom left to top, top left to bottom right. So clearly in a bearish phase. And we do expect that phase to continue. It's just we're getting some extended dollar strength for now. But we can absolutely look to sell these highs if we get a good opportunity to do it. So let's put together our trade plan and we'll let you guys go. So we've certainly seen some dollar strength. Didn't really pull the trigger on it. Uncertain bullish market conditions. Just very quickly, just looking at gold, just coming rolling over off the highs. A strong dollar, bit of weakness in the indices. Right, so. Uncertain, mild market conditions. Oh, sorry, not mild, mixed. Yeah, I think that's probably more of a reasonable expectation. So, dollar weakness. So we've got US oil below yesterday's low. Let's see what price is at, 61.31. Below 61.31. So certain, a very uncertain and quite mixed backdrop. A few mixed signals here and there. As a result, potential dollar weakness. I think we're going to have a look for that today. Now, I think keeping options open is kind of an important feature. Indice weakness. Yeah, we're still leaning into that. Okay, we did bounce overnight and look quite strong. And of course, the primary trend is still to the upside. So it's potentially a profitable trade if markets do sort of weaken as we close out the trading week. However, the overall momentum is overwhelmingly to the upside. Could we get a little bit of a pause and a little bit of short-term sort of weakness? Absolutely. So let's see how we get on with that particular trade. It was one of these, just one of these slightly unusual type of opportunities. Continuing gold strength, awaiting a pullback. I think if we get more of a pullback, we'd be looking to buy it again at lower prices. US oil looking to sell below the 61.31. We're currently below those levels. And I think just as a point of caution, really, we kind of have to keep mentally all options open. We don't want to go down a really st- stubborn road with our thinking and our decision making. If we, whatever trades we get into, like the sell trade in the US indices and the NASDAQ, it's more of a, just an opportunity to take that type of trade rather than us becoming ultra bears or anything like that. We fully understand that the market conditions are very much aggressively bullish. They're just doing so on a very, very narrow basis, really, around this AI tech rally. And that's really what's driving this risk on market dynamic. Yes, we do have a mildly dovish Fed, but we don't really have any ongoing data. So we don't know, the Fed are even flying blind as well. Don't really know how the economy is truly holding up, but what is performing at an exponential rate is the whole AI tech rally. It's quite impressive. It's dragging indices higher by itself almost. US bond yields are staying out of it, and the dollar had been strengthening. We're thinking probably might lead into a little bit of dollar weakness, but it's the market conditions, just to leave you guys, is very mixed at the moment. So do bear that in mind. Right, on that note, I've just posted today's trade plan into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us. Back again in a couple of minutes. Those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there live.